You're listening to Not Another Origin Story, the comic book movie podcast. I'm your host, Pogues, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Ben Chapman.
Pogues, fantastic to be here in the Not Another Origin Story colon fight spot. It's sort of a colon. I think our name just needed like a, you know, like kind of like a tag. You know, when they make enough sequels, they gotta kind of tag one in.
Usually you don't do that to an existing long-running show, but...
Well, because of our selection this week, I wanted to go with, you know, Not Another Origin Story colon combat room, or I don't know, just
conflict. a space
violence quadrant. Wait, that's a good one. We'll go with
actually,
that one.
I think that's a club.
Please get working on the NAOS colon violent quadrant shirt, please. Like, yo.
Sure, those will fly off the shelves.
Oh, Pokes, I'm excited. Once again, recovering a movie I haven't done. You know, I really am shocked by how many comic book movies I haven't seen for someone who's been doing it this long. And someone
who's shocked by the amount of comic book movies we have seen and why we keep doing it.
It was shocking during last episode that you're like, hey, one time while watching TV, I saw Guyver 2 Dark Hero somehow.
It is. Sometimes, like, when I'm like, I've seen this movie, I think to myself, I should quit admitting this to Ben. It's probably hurting our friendship.
It's shocking to me that, you know, the eight people had seen Guyver 2, and one of them was you.
Yeah.
I found that
Sci-Fi before they changed their name to Syfy.
But I'm excited about this one. It's always excited when we have an interpretation of a brand new property to us. I mean,
yeah, I was gonna say, I was like, this is technically a sequel.
you also have to forgive my distraction because I'm being influenced by web ads as we speak to start another podcast where we try to figure out what the fuck happened in those G.I. Joe movies, because a fucking promo is playing for me right now and I'm really confused.
Wait, they're making a new one?
No, just an old one. A trailer for one of the old G.I. Joe movies that nobody truly liked is playing right now on my screen, and it's distracting.
Is it very distracting?
Well, there's more ninjas than I thought.
G.I. Joe. Yeah, that's definitely the second one.
It's G.I. Joe, so I thought a couple, but but there's like 50.
No, you're unaware of the ninja run in G.I. Joe, where for a while it was all members of the ninja groups.
I also didn't know Bruce Willis was in it. That's news to me.
I think this was definitely post Bruce Willis caring.
Or a bike that breaks apart into 9 rockets. That's a new one to me as well.
Feels like just a rocket on the front of a motorcycle would have been more effective, because then at least afterwards you would have had the motorcycle still.
Had the motorcycle, yeah. But we'll be covering that in our G.I. Joe podcast. In the meantime, folks, it's time to talk about Punisher Warzone.
Which, in case you guys weren't clear, that's the movie right there. The classic Punisher Warzone, the pseudo-sequel to the poorly received Punisher.
Now, this selection was
more of a reboot, but...
Yeah, this selection came under, the intense scrutiny of our algorithmic process by which we select a new movie. That process being, hey, Pokes, I just looked at our shared Plex server, and I go ahead and see Punisher Warzone on here, so I guess just go ahead and do that one.
Look, guys, it's an exhaustive process. We try to bring you the best movies that we think will provide the best content, not whichever ones are free to us.
Hey, Pokes, I just want to update you that IMDb has rolled into another trailer, and it's a trailer for the musical Chicago. So I don't really know. I don't know what.
You don't
know what that.
Okay, then. I guess somebody didn't watch Chicago close enough.
I don't know what the algorithm's doing here, but I hadn't seen Punisher Warzone, as we discussed, and Pokes has some interesting facts about him, which I thought were interesting and surely worth discussing. But he didn't mention to me is that fucking Wayne Knight is in this one. Newman's in this one.
Yeah,
I just want to be clear about
he
that.
He comes in to get weapons from him, and he goes, Newman?
And then a dinosaur spits on him and he dies.
Yeah. Wow, you have seen it. And you said you had.
Also, my boy Dominic West is in here.
Dominic West, Wire. Who, like, you've seen The Wire, and you're like, this guy is amazing, because he's, like, not American, but he does it amazingly. You know, there's that great bit in The Wire where he tries to do a British accent and they make fun of him. It's, you know, it's comedy gold.
Yep.
Great yep. actor. He is also in a lot of really, really bad movies. I'm not saying this is one of them, but sometimes you'll be, like, watching a movie, and you're like, what the... Like, he was in, like, that remake of the Tomb Raider that was out in 2018.
Oh, yeah. God, I forgot about that.
I was watching Jesus. It, and he came on, and I was like, really? This is where you're at in your career, man? There's got to be some DVD sales keeping you going. And he's in, like, he was in John Carter, which was not good.
Oh, my gosh.
He's in some other, like, terrible, like, well, he's in 300, which is, you know, not great. But it's just sort of weird, because every so often I'll see him in some, like, terrible fucking movie I watch, and I'll be like, I don't understand, like, why is he doing this? Like, he's in that, have you ever seen that? Oh, boy, this is going to be another one of those things I regret saying out loud. You ever seen that Michael Fassbender Centurion movie? Which is just called Centurion?
Pogues, I wanted to have a quick discussion about your free time.
Yeah, I'm not using it well, guys. I've got a real problem. The only person who's using their time worse is Michael Fassbender, who is for some reason in this, along with Dominic West.
Jesus.
Oh, it is not good.
Now, is Wayne Knight in Centurion? Because that would be fantastic.
Unfortunately, no, he's not.
No.
I was deeply disappointed.
Pokes shared from our discussion the number of the lengths at which the director of this movie had gone try and form the perfect Punisher movie.
This is actually the director. Did you ever see Green Street Hooligans?
No, but I am familiar with the property.
Yeah. It's a good movie. It's got Elijah Wood in it and Charlie Hunnam, and I think Claire Fuorlani's in it, if that's right. But anyways, it's a good movie. And then it was indie, and it got a lot of press, and so she was given this movie, and her name's Lexi Alexander, and when she first was brought on, people were mad, of course, because it's the internet, and guys were on there. They were mad that they had a female director for it, and but she, like, went to great lengths. Like, she went to comic book stores and bought, like, had people pick out Punisher comics she should read. She joined, like, a Punisher-only message board, and basically was like, I'm making the next Punisher movie. What do you guys want to see? And they were, like, giving her suggestions. And she made the movie, and people... I mean, it was not a critical or financial success. And it has, like, a 5.9 on IMDb. But it is, like, if you ever, like... What do you want in a Punisher movie? And somebody was like, I just want to see him shoot a bunch of people. Well, I've got a movie for you. Like, it hits so many things. And it's got Ray Stevenson as the Punisher, and... he just looks like badass. He's like, they're like more of a realistic in some ways. Some parts are not at all, but like he wears like the bomb defusal unit sort of thing. But there's all sorts of like funny stuff that like she on the message boards, they told her they didn't want to see parkour. So she puts a scene in where a guy is doing parkour and gets hit by an RPG.
I find that fascinating. I also just want to chime in and just let you know that if you wanted to like start a list of places that, you would never find me spending any of my time.
A Punisher.
A Punisher centric message board might be top of the list. Oh boy. I wonder how many people on that message board are actively misunderstanding the concept of Punisher. Probably about 70%.
Somebody is being so generous that it's not 100.
All right, Pokes. Well, the fact that IMDb has circled back to the G.I. Joe Retaliation trailer means that this is the end of this mini-episode. I'm excited.
And it brings up the question, do I make Ben watch G.I. Joe Retaliation? Not for the podcast, just because we're friends.
I'll never see this G.I. Joe movie, but I will see Punisher Wars. So.
We'll see.
You can't make me.